Biden seeks permanent resettlement for over 72,000 Afghans amid allegations of widespread vetting failures. By John Binder on September 10, 2022. President Joe Biden is looking to permanently resettle over 72,000 Afghans across American communities amid allegations of widespread vetting failures during the operation that brought more than 86,000 Afghans to the United States over the last year. Following the U.S. Armed Forces' withdrawal from Afghanistan in August 2021, Biden opened a refugee pipeline that allowed about 72,550 Afghans to secure humanitarian parole, many without having to be screened or interviewed in person beforehand. In a funding package issued by the White House, Biden is looking to allow those more than 72,000 Afghans to adjust their parole status to gain green cards, making them permanent United States residents who could get naturalized American citizenship in 5 years. Senate Republicans Lindsey Graham, RSC, Roy Blunt, RMO, and Lisa Murkowski, RAK, as well as House Republicans Adam Kinzinger, Ariel, Marionette Miller-Meeks, Arya, Fred Upton, Army, Peter Meyer, Army, Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA, Jennifer Aiden Gonzalez-Colon, RPR, and John Curtis, RUT, have joined Biden and Democrats to push the measure. The funding package contains the following provisions. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, an Afghan national is hereafter eligible to apply for adjustment of status as described in subsection B, if the Afghan national, emphasis added, 1, was paroled into the United States under section 212D, 5, of the Immigration and Nationality Act, 8 U.S.C. 1182 D, 5, between July 31, 2021 and September 30, 2023, and, emphasis added, 2, successfully completed background checks and screening in accordance with the policies and procedures put in place as part of Operation Allies Welcome, or any predecessor or successor operation, or equivalent background checks and screening. Emphasis added. Green cards for Afghans would become available even as federal investigators and whistleblowers have alleged enormous fraud and abuse, along with failed vetting procedures, in the massive Afghan resettlement operation. Most recently, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Inspector General issued a bombshell report detailing how Biden brought Afghans to the United States who were not fully vetted and may pose a risk to national security. Two Afghans, in particular, were resettled in American communities by the Biden administration who were later found to be national security threats with ties to terrorism. One of those Afghans has already been deported, while DHS officials said the other is in deportation proceedings. Similarly, a Department of Defense, DOD, Inspector General report revealed that Biden's agencies failed to properly vet Afghans arriving in the United States, and that about 50 Afghans were flagged for significant security concerns after their resettlement. Most of the unvetted Afghans flagged for possible terrorism ties, the report states, have since disappeared into American communities. The report noted that as of September 17, 2021, only 3 of 31 Afghans flagged with specific derogatory information could be located. In addition, a Project Veritas report alleges that the Biden administration resettled Afghans listed on the government's terrorism watch list in communities across America. In August, a federal whistleblower came forward to allege that the Biden administration resettled nearly 400 Afghans in American communities who are listed in federal databases as potential threats to national security. Despite the allegations, Biden has imposed policies to loosen vetting standards. In June, DHS announced that Afghans who provided limited material support to terrorist organizations would still qualify for resettlement in American communities. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.